We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Every day, thousands of hackers try to steal your crypto. But Arculus uses air-gapped technology by forming a protective barrier that insulates you from hackers and secures your crypto. Order yours at getarculus.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of webmasterradio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host, who can't be here today, is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Fortunately, however, I have a special guest, Garrett French. Now, Garrett is the founder of Citation Labs and has been in the internet marketing industry since 2001. His company has link prospecting tools and provides link building services for businesses and agencies. I have Garrett on the show today to shoot the breeze on the current state of link building and to learn more about his incredible tool sets available to everyone. I know this has been a big topic, lots of questions through our Facebook feed, so hopefully we can knock a whole bunch of birds with this one stone. Thanks for coming on, Garrett.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me today.
It's a pleasure to get someone who's in the know on the links these days. It's quite the convoluted field, it seems, right now.
It is, and it stays convoluted. It stays complicated. you know, and it has to. This is what Google uses for, you know, figuring out what is what on the internet, you know, and so they have to protect how they're making decisions about what should rank where and why. And so they have to protect themselves from being manipulated. So it's going to stay probably one of the most complex areas so long as Google's using that as a signal.
Yeah, things have changed a bit since I knew you back in 2000. What was it, 3?
Yeah.
Then we just write articles, and it was awesome. Yep. That's it.
E-zine articles, baby. That was the stuff. Directory submissions good times.
So, you know, one of the questions, I see if I can remember all of them, but the one that really stands out is how is a small business person supposed to do link building now? Like, I mean, that's a big question, but let's say the basics.
Wow. No, it's a wonderful question. And I would say, first off, it depends on whether it's just the small business person doing the link building themselves, or if they have an SEO or a PR or, you know, a PR person or social media person doing some work for them. So that's going to be the first deciding factor as far as what you do and how you do it. If it's just you, you know, you can't – obviously, there's not a lot of scale there, and maybe you've got 5 or 10 hours a week. You may not be able to get to a meaningful number of links in a month to impact SEO. So you're going to want to lean towards doing link building that is going to have some direct impact on sales, get some referral traffic out of referral business get referrals from the links themselves. So I would, you know, if it's just you doing link building, then you're going to want to look for interview opportunities. You're going to want to look for, you know, for yourself, presuming you're an expert in your space. You're going to want to look for reviews, review opportunities. You're going to want to look for possibly contests and giveaways, stuff that is, especially if you're in the e-commerce space. So stuff that is fairly low, takes a fairly small amount of time. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have more work and hours you can throw at this, then you could certainly look at getting into some more of the more time-consuming stuff, tactics. Like guest posting, certainly, but really, maybe that's not a tactic question. I would certainly say small business owners should be very careful these days about how they're doing link building, very cautious in trying to be as natural as possible whenever possible, and be very cautious about not getting too much anchor text over too rapid a period of time. I would definitely say, you know, there's going to be a difference between if you're doing just SERP oriented link building, or if you're doing some, trying to get a little bit of both. You're trying to double, you're trying to get some good, trying to have impact on the SERPs, but also looking for how do we get more potential customers from these links.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what do you say? Like, I know I think I know what's going to come from this, and it's just essentially semantics. But what is it like when I went to SEO Moz, the big conference recently, and the one thing that was no surprise, but was brought up a lot, was that even to say the word link building now is putting yourself on the wrong foot. It's about creating the message that you are the person that people want to be talking to, which naturally creates links. Would you say that's a good way of putting it?
I think that's a great way of putting it. I think executing that is a different story. What does that actually look like when it comes down to a tactic is, and what is going to be doable, you know, by either a team or by a one person operation is a different story. I think that's exactly right. I think the less, you know, the less we call ourselves link builders, kind of the better, you know, as we sort of migrate away from just having a pure SERP impact mindset, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, that's absolutely right. Your personality or your expertise can certainly build links, and you can also use that for brand building. And you can get, I'm a testament, you know, my prospects and leads come in not because I rank number one for link building, but because I've contributed consistently to the space and created tools, which again, I would say is another great credibility builder is tools. They're great for link building as well. They're a phenomenal linkable asset. That's what's worked for me, and so I definitely believe in it. And I always try as much as possible to look beyond the SERPs when I'm looking for opportunities. That's not what all clients are looking for. You know, most folks are, you know, I need 20 links a month, and how much, and you know, that's fairly common. But certainly, I think if you're an agency and you're going to be in this for the long haul, it is figuring out how do we turn. You know, this idea of brand, you know, branding clients into a service. You know, I think that's I think it's going to be vital, because it isn't just going to be about getting, you know, 100 guest posts a month anymore. I think that even that's going to you know, how long do we have for a given tactic that's
oh, like, God. You know? Yeah, I'm just waiting for that to implode. It's so huge right now.
I
get guest post requests, I think, daily now.
Yeah, and I'm partly to blame for that. I will
you know, I think there is no reason to have a problem with that. And Google will fill and find some reason that there is a problem. I'm finding them rather malicious these days.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think to qualify or clarify, you know, I don't think it's going to be every, because when I write for Search Engine Watch, that's a guest post. You know, I'm a contributor there. I don't think those links are going to lose value. But I will also point out that when I publish there, I get referral traffic that's far more valuable from Search Engine Watch than any query. It's a warm lead, you know, because they've read my stuff. They've seen my face. They've had a chance to get a taste of what I'm about, and they want more. And that's a warm lead there that you know, SERPs don't do. But it's different. If you're selling something that's an impulse buy for, you know, $25 and you've got great margins on it, and it's then you want SERPs all day long. But it really comes down to what you're selling. But anyhow, I think guest posting is something that will always be in the quiver of the link builder or whatever we end up calling ourselves eventually.
Inbound marketer, the favorite.
I will for you. You know, I will. I'll say that. But no, I don't. There's some people who absolutely hate that term. I don't hate it, but I'm not satisfied with it either. As far as what we're really doing, you know, content marketer maybe. But no, I think it'll always be an important tactic. There's going to be some in the margins where there might be some money changing hands for getting stuff posted, where there are blogs that are, you know, came out of nowhere, you know, or that are on possibly, you know, put up on expired domains that were purchased, you know, stuff like that, anything that's the fringes may get hit at some point, you know, but who knows? I mean, it's one of those tactics where it's how do you really police it, A, and B, how do you really define the line there? Because there is, you know, this is an area where you really are genuinely, if this is, you know, if it's done well, you're genuinely creating some great content, and there's no reason that you shouldn't have a link for that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I totally agree. And I think what we need to do when we get back from this next message here is to talk a bit about social signals and how they're affecting links, because I think that's a really interesting angle that, again, is being brought up quite a bit. So we'll be right back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to ebrandswithaz.com or call 1-866-625-5717. Oh, yeah. That's eBrands with a Z
for eBrands.
Yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality.
Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Podcasting at the speed of sound.
WebmasterRadio.fm, the flamethrower.
WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, who cannot be here today, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Now, to recap, I have Garrett French with us from Citation Labs on the show today. He is very involved in the link building and link prospecting field, and we're just talking about some of the changes in the current status of link building. I have to say, every time I say that, I do feel like I'm out of date. I feel like I'm talking about like bell bottoms or something. Although
2007, yeah.
But it's
what it is. It's what people are still. I'll say there's still a lot of demand for it. You know, I'm still seeing a lot of demand for. I want more links. We need more links for our site. You know, especially post Penguin, when just the bottom dropped out of so many, probably millions. Of links where, you know, they're just devalued on sites that were made just to manipulate the ranking. So there's still a ton of demand for links and link building, but I definitely think, you know, there's got to be some kind of convergence happening between PR, you know, real traditional PR and SEO and link building. But I will say, just as a side note, I know you mentioned something before the break about social signals, but I will point out that I find it's a tough sell a lot of times when I come up with something I think is a great idea, but, you know, may require some PR sign off, that if it's coming from the SEO department, it's gonna get shot full of holes. No, you know, it's like you guys are in the basement doing the web stuff. Don't come to us with PR. This is the world of PR. I haven't found the right champions or haven't figured out how to champion it. But definitely there's a distinction in a lot of companies, especially larger ones. You know, the smaller ones, I love small clients where, you know, I actually pitch and sell to the owner rather than the SEO department. And so we're really, you know, there's a lot more flexibility and creativity that can happen there. But in larger companies, you know, you come at them with like, well, let's do a survey. And they're like, what? how does that have anything to do with getting more links to our website? You know, you explain it, you go through, we're going to get the data, we're going to turn it into a study, and then we're going to pitch it to the trade public. What? That's PR stuff, you know. Well, you know, it is, but it's also link build. It really is link building. It really is, you know, creating a brand or establishing like a brand expertise. Like, this is what we're about. This is what we know about. This is what our brand is all about. You can really do that well with that kind of content creation, and it can build links. You know, it really is effective for link building, and that's where it's. You know, I see that there's kind of a crossover needing to happen. There needs to be a bridge somehow. I'd love to be that bridge, but I have no idea what it would be called. Or, you know, okay. I think inbound marketing is getting close, but it's.
Yeah. So in terms of the social signals, do you think that links will be able to stand on their own without also having social signals? For example, if you have an article that gets out there and perhaps you've technically... Yeah, you put it out there. You've built the links to it by getting people to link to it by, you know, direct contact. They're legitimate. People are linking to them. But there's no one actually out there putting a social, giving it a like, giving it a tweet, putting it out there on StumbleUpon, LinkedIn, all these different places. Do you think these pages will soon be relegated to the bottom if they don't have any social signal?
I don't know. I mean, I think it would be, for me, if I were Google trying to make decisions based on social signals, I'd be more interested in a freshness kind of metric from social signals as opposed to an evergreen. This is an evergreen piece. You know, this is something that is can stand. This is a info piece of informative content that can stand the test of time.
I don't mean long term. I just mean it actually showing up and looking for legitimacy of this particular article. It's gotten a whole bunch of links, but wait a second, there's no social perspective. It's very difficult to imagine a good article, quote unquote, good article, getting links without any kind of social signal.
Sure. I think if I'm Google and I'm seeing links and no social signals, I have no idea. I don't know the algorithm, but I still would be pretty comfortable with the links as if it doesn't have social signals. If I'm Google, I'm not going to necessarily knock it out of the SERPs because of that. You know,
but perhaps it wouldn't have as much value as anyone else who does.
If I had two equal, you know, two pages, and they both had the same number and quality of links, and one had social signals and one didn't, maybe I would favor. In that case, I think it would make sense to favor the one with more or more quality. Especially, and that's what I don't know is are they able to derive quality from the social signals, not just quantity? Which through Google Plus we can assume they are to some extent. But I don't, you know, I don't know. I really
would think the amount of cross, the bleed in terms of the data they can see from particular users and their social signals from all the various places they happen to interact, it's pretty easy, I think, easier than links to determine a realistic signal. Whereas links have proven themselves to be very difficult to police. I would say that's a relatively good thing for Google to say for Google. That's why they're being where they are right now.
I just think there's so much of the web that doesn't get touched by social that it's just not going to be ever a final, you know, it's just going to be one spice that if it's there, well, let's use it. But I mean, how many pages of the internet actually get tweeted or shared or, you know, my guess is that the percentage is so small that it's not something that can be a consistent signal. And maybe on really fresh, you know, hot topics, like I can definitely see it. I think that would be a great, I mean, they were using Twitter as a feed. They were guzzling Twitter for a while, weren't they? I mean,
when they had the feed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. There's so many questions, but you know what? I want to get into one of your tools before we take a break here. Link Prospector. That's one of the ones you just have. How long ago was that released?
I believe it was, I want to say it was April of this year. So it's pretty new. It's a pretty new little tool.
So now everyone, it's at citationlabs.com. It's called Link Prospector. And can you give us a little sort of quick, we've got only a few minutes, but if you give me a quick overview, then we're going to get back. We're going to talk a bit about your other tools before we sign off here.
Sure. Yeah. Link Prospector, I built in partnership with Darren Shaw. He's out of Edmonton, whitespark.ca. And it's a tool that if you are a link prospector who uses Google for finding opportunities, I was just talking to somebody the other day. He was hand typing his link queries in and then using another tool to scrape the SERPs and, you know, doing all this by hand. And he took one look at this and was like, I can save 4 hours, per client. You know, what took me 4 hours, I can do in 5 minutes with this tool. And that's exactly right. But it's useful only if you are a link builder or link prospector or inbound marketer who is looking for who consistently uses Google to find or Bing, whatever, to find prospects. So if you're familiar with advanced operators. You don't have to know them to use the tool, but it's just if you know them and you guys know who you are. If you've ever used Google to find link opportunities, then this tool is just gonna speed up that process a thousandfold. It's really a huge time saver.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's take a quick break and we get back. There's a few other tools that Garrett has up his sleeve that I'd love to talk about. So we'll be right back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
How far do your ads reach? You don't have to fly around the world for the right consumers and clients to find your business. What you need is profit through performance. Location 3 Media helps you to increase your brand's findability and performance. Let Location 3 Media help you create efficient and effective online marketing campaigns that fit your needs and get you results. We know every click starts a journey. Where will your brand be on the path? Visit Location3Media.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text radio to 21691. That's radio to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Your virtual webmaster frat house.
Webmasterradio.fm. Hey, bring your togas.
Webmasterradio.fm.
Thanks for listening. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, who can't be with us today, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Now, we have Garrett French on today from Citation Labs, and we were just discussing Link Prospector, one of his rather awesome tools that they have there at citationlabs.com. Now, you mentioned a couple other, including the Scraper Suite. But before we get to that kind of exciting stuff, you've got something coming out very soon, hopefully within a month. But
Yes. I'm very excited. This is my new baby. this is another tool I'm doing in partnership. This is with Russ Jones over at Verante. So we conceived this a while back, just, you know, talking, and he's like, man, it would be great if I had a tool that could do this. And he's like, oh, I could do that. And then it just, you know, it just kind of snowballed from there. And so this is a broken link prospector. So this tool is pretty freaking awesome. I don't know if there's any broken link builders out there. If you're not familiar with it, hit Google, search for broken link building. It's an age-old tactic. It's been around since probably the beginning of link building, really. But the basic idea is you're looking for sites or pages that are dead now that have links pointed at them, and then you're either recreating or helping fix that content, and in the meantime, asking for a link to your resources or your site as well. So this tool speeds up that process of finding these opportunities. Finding broken opportunities, broken link opportunities, I'll have days, 6-8 hours where I'm trying to find enough prospects for broken link building for a given client. And sometimes I'll spend that long for one client, and it's just grueling. And you know, at the end of the day, I still am not done, and I'm just, you know, pulling my teeth out. I just haven't found what I need. This tool just takes that day and gets it all done for you. And, you know, it's probably going to take around an hour, maybe less than, I don't know, 30 minutes or so to run. I actually shouldn't even say times. I have no idea how long it's going to take. But, you know, I really shouldn't. I started opening my mouth. I was like, wait,
all right,
really
you're
don't
digging
know
a hole.
That. Yeah, exactly, exactly. So in an undetermined amount of time, but you don't have to do the work. You know, it just runs for you, and it's absolutely brilliant. I can't wait till it's even more operational. So broken link building is one of the scalable and consistent tactics that I absolutely love for link building.
So where would they go to perhaps get it notified when that is available?
Brokenlinkbuilding.com. And if anybody signs up for the Link Prospector tool, just to test it out, you get one free credit just to test it, just for testing purposes. You're automatically added to our mailing list, and we will be announcing it there as well. So it will be up at brokenlinkbuilding.com. I'm not sure if we got the someone hacked what was up before, so.
Never fails. It seems.
No, I know. You know, you leave a domain for a while. Yeah, it's not up yet, but it will be at brokenlinkbuilding.com is where this tool is going to live. And so September is we're aiming for this month to launch. It could be early next. It's just okay. the whim of the code, the will of the
Great.
Code is where we are now. So
now. I'm going to leave others to find out about Scraper Suite. That is okay. On your site, and they can find out more about that there, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's at tools.citationlabs.com, Outbound cool. Link Scraper, Contact Finder, and Link Checker. So.
Perfect. Because I wanted to ask one question. I'll give you one tip for people who have websites, or businesses, I should say, that are, and I apologize anyone, but let's say like a lawyer site that's a bit dry. How do they differentiate themselves and get links?
Well, my go-to tactic for dry stuff is definitely guest posting.
Okay.
And again, it's going to depend on who's doing the work and how much time they have. I think if you're a local lawyer, I would also look at sponsorship opportunities. I would look, but not just look. That's the thing is not just where can I get a link through sponsorship, but what does it really make sense for me to sponsor? That I can possibly get some customers out of, you know. I was talking with a client recently, and in the surgery space, and was talking about. He was like, "Well, what else should I do after Google? What else is you know?" And he's local focus, I first thing I said is look for sponsorship opportunities, you know, at events where your market goes to. So for lawyers in particular, I would look at something along those lines, you know. I would at least attempt it and then get a link out of it, but also some exposure that could bring in some leads, you know. And that's the what
okay.
What
are this
for? No, it's not just about the links. We also want to get some business.
Yes. Well, that's the benefit. I mean, I like going for the places that are going to get you the link as a side benefit. Really, you want to get the traffic. You want to get that exposure as an expert and sure. And build that credibility for people and for search engines, and you're set. I mean, yep. There's no way to lose. That's just a great way to go. Well, thank you very much for being on the show today, Garrett.
Wow, my pleasure. I had a great time.
Yeah, it's so fast. I've still got questions.
I know, it's been 30 minutes already. Wow.
So on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and Garrett French, founder of CitationLabs.com, thanks for joining us today. Garrett has something pretty exciting coming. He's also co-writing a book with Eric Ward, the Link Moses. when is that due? Do you have any idea?
It's going to be out next year. I believe February or March of next year.
Okay, well, that's huge. Good for you, man. That's a great opportunity. So, if you have any questions or anything you'd like to post anyone out there for on link building, I'll pass them along to Garrett. If it happens to be something really direct or something I can't answer, please go to facebook.com/SEO101podcast. That's facebook.com/SEO101podcast. And you can leave your questions there and we'll do our best to get to them as soon as possible. And, you know, share the love. Tell people about the podcast and see if we can get some more likes on that page. The more we have, the better, and the more we can contribute to the podcast and make it happen every week. So if you have any questions also, you can also contact me via ross@stepforth.com, and or you can reach John Carcutt when he's on next week via Twitter @JohnCarcutt. Have a great week, everyone. Remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, every Monday on webmasterradio.fm. Until then, have a fantastic week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm.
Hear that? That's the sound of someone trying to steal your crypto. Every day, thousands of hackers online are doing the same. That's why Arculus uses air-gapped cold storage technology to protect your assets. Using our keycard and wallet app to form a protective barrier, Arculus insulates you from hackers and puts control of your digital assets back in your hands. Order the first truly air-gapped crypto wallet at getarculus.com.